Lift up your two hands. Hallelujah. Give Jesus the biggest clap offering this morning. Amen. This prophetic month will signal the beginning of an unending celebration in your life. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks one more time. And now tell him what to look forward to in this service. It's a covenant day of favor. It must bring an end to every form of disfavor around anyone's life, and that forever. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen, let no one return from this service without a touch from you. Amen. When the word of Joseph came, everything took a new turn. He experienced a 360-degree turnaround. Now, cause each one's word to locate them today. Yeah. Let it become a key in their hand for triumphant living. Yeah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I have dominion. Yeah. On this covenant day of favor, favor will become your new identity. Favor will become your new identity. Favor is our escape from a life of struggles. From today, favor will become your new identity. Joseph had favor, and slavery was converted to royalty. Favor will change your story today. Daniel had favor, and suddenly he matched a master. Favor is changing your story today. Now, we had very great illustration of that scripture. They got not the land by their own strength, not their own arm saved them, but thy arm and thy right hand and the lightning of your hand, because you had a favor unto them. Favor gave us this place. We didn't have to beg anybody. I didn't have to see anybody. We didn't have to talk to anybody to make it happen. Jesus made it happen in grand size. The greatest events of your life from today will be happening by the favor of God. Expect it and receive it and begin to manifest it beginning from now. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated, please. God still works wonders through praise today. I am the Lord, I change now. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. You want to see the fearful acts of God? Give him fearful praise. God's fearful acts reside in the fearful praise of his people. We saw the fearful acts of God in Matthew 21 when Jesus invaded the temple at the shout of Hosanna and took a whip and began to whip everyone, selling and buying, everyone defiling the temple of God. I mean, Jesus took a whip. Why? Fearful praise will always provoke his fearful heart. Today, Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will take a whip and whip out of your life everything buying and selling. Whip out of your family everything buying and selling. Whip out of the life of your children everything buying and selling. Whip out everything in the life of your grandchildren everything buying and selling. Whip out everything out of your business. Everything buy and selling. In the name of Jesus. God's fearful act resides in his fearful praise. The fearful praise of God's people is the breeding ground for the fearful acts of God. 21st of October, 2002. We engage in fearful praise at Covenant University. For all of us who are there, we dance from the gate of the university to the runabout. In the heat of the sun, I was leading the people. We were praising God like mad people in opening the university. Can any devil close that university now? Just see the glory. Behold the glory. You want to see the fearful acts of God? Then he said to me, when we came back to the gates, he said, lie down here before me. On the bare road, under the burning heat, fearful praise, fearful acts. Today, Covenant is number one in Nigeria and number four in Africa. The first university in Africa started 970 AD. 490 years ago. Covenant is 17 years. Amen. Number four. Look, all this decorative praise won't change your story. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not like Papa. I can't betray myself around anyhow. I'm an elder statesman. They just dance and say, oh, can they tell Papa? The way he's dancing is too much. If I didn't dance like that, you won't be here. I tell you the truth, you won't be here. If you ask God how many white priests went around this tabernacle, before it came to be, and after it was built, how much of white, seemingly senseless praise that went around this tabernacle? You want to see the fearful acts of God? Give him fearful praise. Give him fearful praise. His fearful acts reside in the fearful praise of his people. When they shouted with a long blast, the wall of Jericho sank. It didn't fall. If it fell, they would still need to climb it. The wall sank and everybody went straight before. They didn't climb. The wall sank. The kind of sound and praise that will sink the walls of barriers in your life, may you have it this time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to dance. Oh. Amen. We have found the secret of how to provoke the fearful acts of God. And we are going to engage with it. Heavens will come down this morning. Yeah. What is in praise? Now, our teaching series for the month is entitled Engaging the Power of Praise for Supernatural Turnaround. Engaging the Power of Praise for supernatural turn around. And Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19 is an anchor scripture. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I have found the secret of the turnaround I desire. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like iron's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Now, that means I can trigger a turnaround at will. Disregard the events around your life and celebrate your God from the depth of your heart with dancing in your steps and glory in your voice, and he will turn your story around. That's the secret. That's the game. That's how it works. You never get frustrated celebrating God. It changes the story of all that celebrate him. Praise me, I will raise you. Lift me, and I will lift you. You initiate what I do with you. Draw near to me, I draw near to you. Praise me, I will raise you. Lift me up, and I will lift you up. Today, everything that's a concern to you will become history. Everything that's a concern to you will become history today. What's in praise? God is in praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. Psalm 22 and verse 3. And when God is in the midst of you, you are just a living wonder. The sea saw them and fled. You become more than a conqueror with God with you. Barriers can't stand your way. Psalm 22 verse 3 and Psalm 114 and verse 1 to 3. What's in praise? Fresh anointing is in praise. As you praise him, he anoints you. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. To sing praise of his name is the Most High God. To show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Then your horn shall heal, exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2 and then verse 10. Thou shalt be anointed with fresh oil, and the effect will be to render your enemies helpless. Amen. Fresh oil is coming on you in this service. That will destroy every yoke of the wicked around your life. If somebody believe that, let me hear your loudest amen. Say with me, fresh oil is in praise. I'm praising my way into fresh oil today. And every yoke of the wicked around my life shall be openly destroyed. What is in praise? Say with me, signs and wonders are in praise. Exodus 15 and verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises, doing wonders. As they began to sing and to praise in the prison, the Bible said the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. Every door the enemy has shut against your life, against your business, against your career, shall be reopened today. Shall be reopened today. shall be reopened today. And every man's band was loosed. Everyone's bands were loosed. Whatever has held you in one place that won't let you go must give up on you today. Engaging the power of praise for supernatural turnaround. Divine presence is the secret behind all exploits in the kingdom. Nicodemus said, no one can do these things except God be with them. At 10:38, he went about doing good, Jesus, and healing on them that were sick, oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. At 10:38, because God was with him. Divine presence is the secret behind all exploits in the kingdom. Divine presence. Remember, Jesus said, the work that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than this shall ye do. So we must have what he had if we must do what he did. Divine presence was behind the extraordinary exploits of Christ on earth. He said, John 8:29, he that sent me is with me. My Father has not left me alone, because I do always the things that please him. So he carried God's presence perpetually. Amen. And we know that God inhabits the praises of his people. At that time, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Luke 10:21. He rejoiced in spirit. God cannot be with you and doors be shut against you. Lift up your heads, ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. From this time onward, grace to carry his presence unabatedly. Receive it now. But you know, in his presence, there must be fullness of joy. Not join the morning and struggle in the afternoon and then complain in the night. There must be fullness of joy. You can't carry his presence without joy. Psalm 16 verse 11. And it's clear that God's presence is the ultimate channel for our desire turn around. Now, when Israel went out of Egypt, God was their sanctuary, or God was in the midst of them, and the sea saw them and it fled, and Jordan was driven back. What ailed thee, O sea, that thou fledest? He said, tremble thou, earth, at the presence of God. What troubles others tremble at God's presence. So when you carry his presence, what troubles others tremble at your instance. They tremble at your instance. 1979, I was ministering somewhere and my faith was triggered by the testimony of Smith Wigglesworth, and I said, how many witches are here? And so they stood up. It was a large crowd. I said, see, I'm not saying that somebody called you a witch, you're a practicing witch, and you know. Stand now. And so they stood. And I called one of them, come on here, tell me what to do with the devil. He said, anytime we want to suck blood, we get on the highway, and we cause the vehicle to some assault, and we suck the blood of the victims. I said, what are people like us are coming? He said, when we sense a higher power on the way, we clear out the highway. 1979, 40 years ago. There is no madman who doesn't know trailer. Have you seen one before? I saw one at Ojole years ago, and he was just walking like this on the main road. When the trailer came and pressed the thought, whoo, he jumped. Ah. Now, I'm not mad to that point. Amen. Have you ever seen a rabid dog? Do they run into fire? No. He's going up, but when he sees fire, he says, no way, I'm not going there. Everything, you know, our God is a consuming fire. So his presence envelops you within that consuming fire. There is no lion who doesn't know fire. Amen. Have you ever seen a lion try to go through fire? They say, well, I say, I'm lion. No, it will fry you. Your lion finishes that day. Or your lionhood. Your lionhood ends that day. No witches hang around fire. No courting power. Say, what is fire? Carrying his presence makes you a threat to the devil and all his agents. Carrying his presence makes you a terror. A terror to the powers of wickedness. A terror. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening. That is how magnificent his presence is. I tell you. His presence guarantees your sweatless triumph in the battles of life. That's what makes it the ultimate channel for our desired turnaround in life. When he stretches forth his hand, who can turn it back? It's your turn for a turnaround. Yeah. It's your turn for a turnaround. God's presence is what makes us more than conquerors over the battles of life. Daniel chapter 3, we saw the three Hebrew boys went through the fiery furnace without a smell of fire on them. More than conqueror. And the princes and governors and captains and the king's counselors being gathered together saw this man upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Amen. Strange triumph. More than a conqueror. The people who threw them inside were smitten to death without entering the furnace. And the people in the furnace, even their clothes, they didn't change color. They didn't become brown. If they went in with white, they came out with white, glistening white. Their hair didn't shrink. Amen. There was no trace that they ever went to the furnace. That's more than a conqueror. Glory to God. If you look at the praise that Daniel offered from that Daniel chapter 2, and you read it from that verse 21 to 30, you see Daniel just celebrating God away. So when they threw him into the den of lion, there was no scratch on his body. And he stayed there overnight. Hungry lion couldn't feast on him because of divine presence. He said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the mouth of the lion and he had done me no hurt. Divine presence is what makes a believer more than a conqueror, because now God is the one fighting his battle. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Get into praise. I will take over. So when we get into praise, God takes over our battles. And tell me, who can defeat God? The last defeat you suffered is the last we ever know in your life. No more defeat. No one here shall be a victim in any battle of life again. Because you now know how to transfer your battles to God. God's presence gave Moses his place in history. If your presence won't go with us, don't take us from here. Your presence is the guarantee for our triumph any day. And he said to him, "Thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." That's the thing. And you saw Moses, there was no prophet in Israel like unto Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10. Unto whom the Lord knew, whom the Lord knew face to face. Verse 11. And in all the signs and wonders which the Lord did, sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. Not one prophet like unto Moses. Why? God's presence. God's presence turned his life around 360 degrees. From a fugitive to a ruler. Something is turning in somebody's life here. Yeah. Daniel, that praising giant, secured his colorful place in history through the mystery of divine presence, provoked by praise. The good news is, God has settled your access, has come to settle your access to your glorious destiny in this prophetic season. Yeah. Nothing can stop the way against you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me show you this mystery. Most of us labor, but can't see the returns on our labor. Why? Because of spiritual drought. Spiritual drought. Now, let's look at these three scriptures. Proverbs 12 and verse 14. Proverbs 12, 14. He said, "A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him." So it takes the fruit of his mouth to experience returns from his labor. Now, chapter 18 of Proverbs and verse 20. "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." Now the question is, what is the fruit of my mouth? Hebrews 13 and verse 15. "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Sacrifice of praise. I can't see, but my belief is there. Because God cannot lie. Sacrifice of praise, giving thanks unto him continually. Giving thanks unto him continually. Giving thanks unto him continually. That is the fruit of our lips that guarantees returns on our labor. Not complaining continually. Not murmuring continually. Giving thanks unto him continually. Let us offer unto God the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto him continually. He talked about the scent of water. This thing is dead, but through the scent of water, it shall live again. Yet through the scent of water, the fruit of our lips, he shall live again and bring forth boughs. Amen. Job 14, let's start from verse 7. He said, "For there is hope for a tree if it be cut down, for it will sprout again, and the tender branch thereof will not cease. Now, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, as if nothing is coming out of it, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Your seed is not dead, though. As you are giving God thanks continually, it will surge again. Your investment of time, energy, and resources in promoting the kingdom of God on the earth is not dead. But you need to engage with the sacrifice of praise and giving thanks to Him continually, and then it will bounce back again to life. Let me hear your loudest amen. How many will say with me, I see? Now you see, what to do is you invoke drought through murmurings and complainings. And without water, your seed cannot grow. It's time to water your field again with the sacrifice of praise, praising God for His word, which heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of it will go unfulfilled. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. Psalm 56 and verse 10. It's time to switch over. Your harvest time is here. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Today is a covenant day of favor. And let's look at the keys to divine favor briefly, and then we'll be ready to dance. New birth brings us into favor with God and man. Psalm 5 and verse 12. Thou shalt compass the righteous about with favor as with a shield. Who is righteous? He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he's talking about the redeemed. 2 Corinthians 5. 21. And they were praising God. Acts 2, verse 47. The believers were praising God and having favor with all the people. Having favor, praising God and having favor. Praising God and having favor. So, new birth is gateway to a world of favor. New birth is gateway to a word of favor. Number two key, serving God and the interest of His kingdom engenders supernatural favor. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the said time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in the stones of Zion and favor the dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. Serving God entitles you access to the realm of fearful favor. Now watch. Fearful favor will begin to attend to many people here beginning from now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added by favor to you. When you get this added without asking for it, we call it favor. So seeking first the kingdom of God entitles you to divine favor that keeps adding to you the things that others are dying to get. For the young lions suffer want and hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack, nor that they shall ask, they shall not lack any good thing. Today marks the end of your lack of any good thing. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. It's your turn. Yeah. It's your turn. Yeah. It's your turn. Yeah. Jesus was about his father's business, and he increased in stature and wisdom and having favor with God and man. Luke 2, 49 and 52. And he said, looking unto Jesus, is the author and finisher of our faith. You can't be about your father's business and run out of favor. No one ever runs out of favor running after God and the interests of his kingdom. Favor here includes marital settlement, supernatural promotion, supernatural fruitfulness, open doors of all kinds. That's what favor signals. Either findeth a wife, findeth a husband, findeth a good thing, and obtain favor from God. Mary, you are highly favored. The impossible will happen. You will bring forth a son. So, oh Lord, by thy favor, you have made me to stand out among my peers. Favor opens supernatural doors to people. All this will start manifesting your life from now. As we praise him today, expect him to decorate you with his favor. Now we conclude. High praises triggers supernatural favor. High praises trigger supernatural favor. Now in Mark chapter 6 verse 21 to 23. Now, and when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his bad day made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod. You will please go in your dance today. And them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatever thou will, and I will give it thee. Eruptive favor. And he swear unto her, you mean you dance like that? Whatsoever thou shalt ask me of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. Somebody's going from here decorated today. Don't dance to please your neighbor. Dance to please your father. He swore to the half of my kingdom. Now, just the same way the king said to Esther. Esther put on the royal apparel, we call it the garment of praise. And the king pointed the golden censer to her and said, Esther, what will thou? Ask me anything, even to the half of my kingdom, and it's yours. So high praises will provoke high favor. Somebody's running to high favor today. Yeah. You know, there is fever and there is high fever. How many know what I'm talking about? When anybody suffers high fever, it's a dangerous point. Amen. At times, make them start thinking the other way. The system is scattered. That's what they call high fever, not this malaria. So you won't see it. High favor, we always provoke, high praise, we always provoke high favor. How many want to run into high favor realm today? You are getting there. Somebody's miracle job is arriving now. Somebody's business breakthrough is arriving now. Somebody's total health is being restored now. Whatever God can do, praise can make happen. So as you praise him, whatever God can do that is hanging around your life, that is posing as an impossible situation, will be scattered this morning. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Amen. Amen. Very quickly, you are here in this service and you are not born again yet. This is your opportunity. Only the living, they shall praise thee as I do this day. Isaiah 38 and verse 19. Whosoever has the Son of God has life. 1 John 5, 12. Whosoever has not the Son of God has not life. So new birth is what qualifies you to offer acceptable praise to God. If you are here in this service, you'd like me to pray with you to be born again. So we are in our order to dance. And we don't want to watch. We are not entertaining anybody. We are dancing to please God. For our desire turn around. Wherever you are, you want your sins forgiven. You want your name in the book of life. Please stand to your feet quickly. Stand to your feet quickly and I'll pray with you. You want to say yes to Jesus today. God bless you. God bless you wherever you are. Get up on your feet. You want to say, Jesus, come into my life and grant me a brand new beginning. Please stand to your feet. God bless you and remain standing, please. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Jesus is speaking to you right now. Where you are, please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And remain standing. Now, there are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Christ. You want to reconnect back to God. Please stand to your feet. You want to reconnect back to God. Please stand to your feet. You want to return home back to your Father, your Heavenly Father. Please stand to your feet. He will receive you. His arms are ever wide open. God bless you. Somebody else is standing up. Wherever you are, please stand up. I'm praying for you right there in the name of Jesus. Now, everybody standing both in the first and second call, please move to the nearest aisle to where you are. Some church officials are beckoning to you. I'll be praying for you right on that spot. Please move. Move to that place where they are beckoning to you. And bow your heads very quickly, please. And lift up your right hand before the Most High God. And pray this prayer after me from the depth of your heart, saying, Lord Jesus, say it loud, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered till the day of his appearing. So shall it be. Grace to run this race to the end is imparted upon your life today. Grace to lead the overcomer's life is imparted upon your life today. You will make heaven at the end of your journey. You will not stumble on the way. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please complete your sleeves and pass them on to those church officials around with you. Be reminded of Believers Foundation class that hosts every Monday. We will get in touch with you today to let you know which one is nearest to where you live. You go for only 2 Mondays, 6 to 7:30 p.m., and then you are given the foundation of the faith that will empower you to live a triumphant Christian life. Shall we all rise, please, everybody? Are you ready to praise your way into favor?